Welcome to the Viking Voices podcast. I'm joined by four seniors on the Augustana softball team: Sam Eisenreich, Shannon Peterson, Maggie Danette, and Maggie Kadrilik. Thank you, ladies, for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, let's start with a little bit of background. Tell me about where each of you guys are from, your hometown, and why you chose to come to Augustana. We'll start with you, Sam.
I'm from St. Cloud, Minnesota, so about an hour northwest of the Twin Cities. And I came to Augie because, I don't know, softball in combination with the nursing program, you're not going to find another D2 school in the NSIC that will allow you to be a nursing major and play softball at the same time, and coach is super good about it. So that's kind of what got me here.
Awesome.
I'm from Edina, Minnesota, which is a suburb of Minneapolis. And like Sam, I'm also a nursing major. So the nursing program really drove me to come here, along with the competitive nature of the softball program and how well they've done in the past years. And just the two, nursing and softball, being at such a high level just really drove me to come here.
Awesome.
And I'm from Lakeville, Minnesota, which is south of the cities. And I am too a nursing major.
They copied me.
So along with what those two said, I just knew that I wanted to compete at a D2 level. And a little tidbit, my pastor at home actually met his sweetheart and went to school at Augustana. So that was kind of a connection on the flip side too. Knew I wanted a well-rounded education.
And have you found love yet?
Absolutely. No,
no chance. That's for the next episode.
Yeah,
that's
holy.
Yeah, that's
36 days left.
Lock something down. Let's
go. I'm Maggie Kadrilik. I'm from Emerald Heights, Minnesota, and I am, wait for it, not a nurse. I'm a psychology sociology double major. I chose to come to Augie because it was the highest caliber schooling I could be a part of, along with the highest caliber athletics and sports team and softball team that I could be a part of, and I really liked the culture that Augie facilitated every time I came and visited. So, and I like Sioux Falls. I like the distance from home. Gotta love be away from home, but still be close to home at the same time.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, it's a perfect distance from the Twin Cities. All right, let's go back to freshman year.
Oh, God.
Give me a quick sentence or a quick breakdown. How would you describe yourself? 18 years old, you just got on campus. What were you like? Starting with Maggie K.
Oh, gosh. Came to Augustana College.
Yeah.
And I was very young and spry and horrified about the future. Still horrified about the future, but definitely a lot different person than I was today. Maggie Danette and I actually had a conversation a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Like, we were completely different people. And I'm happy with the person I am now.
That's awesome.
Young and naive, I think. Not really, I knew what I was getting myself into, but didn't actually realize how much I'd be pushed physically and mentally in college. I just never really, honestly, growing up, I never really thought about college because I never thought it would come. So then it came, and I was thought I was prepared, but wasn't. But
yeah, awesome.
I honestly didn't really talk, which is really funny. So my first month on campus, I'm really shy at the beginning, but then I burst into a loud and outgoing person on my team, especially, which is really weird. People are like, "She didn't talk." And I'm like, "Yeah." Coach literally pulled me aside in one of the first practices and said, "Shannon, I've seen you play multiple times. You're loud. Where is it?"
It's why I recruited you.
Yeah, exactly. So that was me freshman year. So I've definitely grown from being a quiet, little intimidated freshman to loud and loud.
Loud and more loud.
I literally would ask her, "Are you okay?" If she was ill, she had been ill for 2 months, because it was October by the time she finally burst out of her shell. But I would say my body hurt a lot less as a freshman, physically, and even my brain, it's just you're literally thrown into the trenches. Like Maggie said, college is so far off. It's always so far off. Even as you graduate high school, it's still so far off. Mm-hmm. You have 3 months to prepare, but then you can't prepare for it. You can bring all you want, whatever, but
I think, again, like, I was naive to the fact I really didn't know what I was getting myself into with course load, with the amount of softball that we had, but I don't know, I think it was a good naive. Like, I didn't have any expectations, really, so there wasn't any to be, like, let down or any to be met, so it was a good balance, but my body feels a lot worse now than
yes,
as an 18-year-old.
We're all getting older, right? Okay, so that's 4 years goes by in a blink of an eye, right? That's what everyone says, and now you're seniors. How would you describe your experience in those 4 years here at Augustana? Like, if you were to kind of summarize it, Sam, starting with you, how would you describe everything that's went on the last 4 years?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even think there's a single word or a single phrase, really. I don't know. I've grown so much. We've all grown so much. It's crazy. You make a transition after your sophomore year, coach always says. And that's really kind of what it is. Like, you literally just, like, a flip switches, and it's like you're just more mature and everything kind of like falls into place a little bit more, but really it has flown by.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I just feel like there's been a lot of laughs and giggles throughout like all four teams that I've been a part of. Almost every single one of our teams have been so close that it's just like I've gained so many lifelong friends that it's just crazy, and like there's been so many laughs and giggles that's definitely something that I'm gonna miss because I'm not gonna be around them every single day. But
well, nurses, three nurses,
but like lots of laughter and ups and downs. There's also been downs to it. There's been some crying episodes, but like it's mostly been just positive and like just having fun with each other.
I think looking back, I wouldn't trade it for anything else. Like, I always was like, well, like, would I have been happier not playing college softball, or would I have succeeded more in my studies, or, but the well-roundedness that I've come to know, like, I go stir crazy if I have an off day, just because I'm just so used to now exhausting my capacity in all facets, like my physical and mental, social. Like, I really think that looking back on my 4 years, it's definitely shaped me into being a person that wants to be challenged all the time in my relationships and in my studies and intellectually and all that. And I think that that's something I wouldn't have gotten anywhere else.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, I wouldn't change anything. Like, looking back on the 5 years I've been here and like think about all the times that, you know, you have those thoughts like, I'm transferring, like, I'm doing it, I'm leaving it all behind. Like, I could never even imagine like trying to replace this or trying to like redo this over again. And like, it's so comforting knowing I'm not leaving with any regrets, because everything that's happened along the way has made me who I am, and like, I'm leaving such a better person than I came.
That's awesome.
Crazy.
That's really cool. That's awesome. All right, let's talk a little bit on the field. Not everyone has to answer, but you guys can if you want. You guys have had a lot of success over 4 years. You won at least 35 games every year, a couple trips to the NCAA tournament, just countless records broken. What's it been like to be part of a team that has so much success? And I know you guys haven't reached your ultimate goals. Those are obviously still out there, but you have had a lot of success. What's that been like, and how much fun has it been to be a part of all that?
Amazing, honestly. Like, we came into a program that is top tier, and we all had years where we weren't the top tier, and we found ways to make everybody rise to what was the expectation was. And I think that showed a lot of character and made us lead a lot differently and play much more external as players, just to learn how to keep a certain culture and like tweak the culture a little bit more just to make it suited for our team. And like, being a part of a team that's so dominant is just, it's humbling too at the same time, because like, you have to continue to humble yourself, because a lot of people put you on a pedestal and you know you can't stay on that pedestal. You gotta bring it down and play our game.
I just think going like that, the culture piece, it's almost expected, like, it's expected to break records, it's expected to do well, it's expected to get more than 35 wins a season. And I think going into that with that expectation, it just raises your level of play and your effort. And then I think with that, we've done a really good job of raising our interactions as teammates together, which both go hand in hand. You could say that the wins mean a lot, but also the relationships mean a lot. But I think the relationships thrive off of all of the success that we've had.
Awesome. All right, so this year, you guys having another good year. Obviously, there's still a lot more out there that you want to accomplish. But turning to you two ladies, you know, up and down the lineup, you guys have so much depth. The pitching staff's phenomenal. They have a ton of depth. Everyone in the lineup can hit. What do you think the almost everyone in the lineup? What do you think the key to this year's team, the success of this year's team is on the field? I mean, I know you guys have the bond off the field. You guys are really close. But what clicks when you guys step on the diamond that you're able to have success?
I think it's just wanting to, like, play for, like, your buddy next to you.
Yeah.
Like, getting on for the person behind you. Also, it comes with the preparation that we get from our coaching, like, scouting reports,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like our preparation that we have in practice,
yeah,
has also really led to some of the success on our field because we know what to expect with our opponent, and we just take advantage of the scouting that they do give to us. So,
yeah,
yeah.
That's a big piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is cheesy, but literally, like, our hashtag is like a relentless pursuit, and it's,
yeah,
like we don't give ourselves any other option other than to be the best, to do the best we absolutely can in our situation. Obviously, there are going to be teams that we play that get lucky, or, like, they are good hitters. Like, they are expected to hit home runs. They are expected to score. But I think the key is, like, we know that, we accept that, and then we respond,
yeah,
to that. So it's, like, being incredibly relentless in pursuit of what our goal is. Not necessarily a goal. Like, it's our expectation is to make a regional tournament, whereas, like, other teams, that might be their goal,
yeah,
and like sometimes goals aren't always attainable, you know, but like for us it's like our expectation is to make a regional tournament, if not a super regional, if not the national championship. And I think that really sets this team apart, is that we have those expectations and everybody is bought in, because
mm-hmm,
you sometimes you get like those couple like outliers who are like, oh gosh, like another day, like,
yeah,
oh, same practice plan, same all this stuff, but everybody is really bought in, everybody has like the relationship component, like you were saying, off the field, like our off days are spent with each other. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of pathetic. But it's like we still want to foster those relationships outside the field, because like softball will end, you know,
yeah,
and like we still have to have each other's back outside of that.
That's awesome. I've even bought in. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go play. I'm typing my heart away as quickly as I can, writing up these stories.
They're
like
crying in his office.
Yeah, I'm crying. Like, looking at all these pictures. Oh my gosh. All right, but there's still a lot more to go, right? You're not where you want to be. How do you block out the regional rankings that just came out? How do you block out expectations from fans or media attention or anything like that? Like, how do you block out the noise and just focus on, like, I need to get better this rep, this at bat, this practice? How do you try to do that? How do you execute on that? Because I know that's kind of every player's goal.
It's definitely a constant reminder. It's definitely something we have to say over and over, and more than one person has to say it every day, no matter if it's a game, practice, off day. Like, today is preparing you for tomorrow, and tomorrow is making it, like, what we work towards for our goal. Like, it's easy when we have, like, two teams we're playing in a weekend, and one team is a higher caliber that we really want to play, but we got to get through another team first, but like, we can't overlook a team, and we can't overlook to game two. We got to make sure we take business in game one, inning one, pitch one, and know that you have to do it one step at a time, and we can't get ahead of ourselves. And a lot of, like, us older people have been on teams where we do get ahead of ourselves, so we know what it's like. And so just really channeling how to stay where your cleats are for that day and be the best that you can in that moment.
Awesome. All right. Last one, everyone has to answer. When it's all said and done, last one for the rapid fire round, fans. Don't leave us yet. Right, part coming up. When it's all said and done, what is the one thing that you're going to just take away? Whether it's, you know, a national championship and you guys play until the end of May, or you never play again after tomorrow. What's one thing that you're going to leave Augustana with and have the rest of your life?
A nursing degree. No,
I'm just kidding. Exactly. A 3.9.
I would definitely say all the relationships. Like, especially, like, I mean, I've known Sam and Maggie for, Maggie D, for longer than I've known Maggie K, but I live in Maggie K. So, all the relationships, like, that are, like, I'm not going to be around them,
yeah,
every day, but keeping in touch with them is just going to be so much fun. And then, like, just having the lifelong friends that we've gained here. So
yeah, that's awesome. pass, come back to you?
I don't know. I think when I look back on it, I'm going to just think about everything that I've put in to get to where I am now. Kind of like I've already said, but how much time and effort and energy that we've all put into our sport and our relationships and our degrees and all that, really getting to look back and being like, this was the turning point. Yeah. Like, I went and I did that and I accomplished all of that with awesome people with me and things that are always going to be there afterwards. And I think that's super cool to be able to look back on an experience and know that that shaped a lot of the rest of my life.
Yeah, just knowing I gave everything I possibly had in me at all, like, facets of my life in college, just knowing that, like, I gave everything I could, and, like, it's given me so much more back than I could ever have imagined, like, speaking of the game or friendships or anything like that, like, just knowing that when you do fully invest into something, it's going to give back to you, and it'll keep giving back to me until the day I die.
Awesome.
I think, like, looking back, I want people to be able to, like, look at us or look at myself, like, look at everybody who leaves as just, like, somebody who is incredibly passionate for that sport, regardless of the role they were put in, because you're not always starting. You're not always, like, hitting dinger after dinger after dinger. And it's literally just about accepting the role you have and, like, I don't know, I want to be able to have, like, after I graduate and come back and the younger freshmen, like, look out in the stands and ask the upperclassmen, who is that? And be like, oh, that's Sam. Like, she was just, like, so passionate for this game. But that, like, I grew from every single experience that I had, all the good, all the bad, all the tears, all, like, the anger tears, which are, like, the worst. But know that the relationships I have with my teammates will make me, and, like, even with coaches, make me a better person, will make me a better nurse, a better mom, a better wife someday.
Oh my gosh.
Fingers crossed. Yes.
Awesome. I love it. All right, we're going to get into the rapid fire round. So you're not allowed to think about these for too long, okay? And by too long, I mean at all. And it's rapid fire. Okay? And we're going to start with Maggie K and go around. And then after the first question, we're going to start with you and go back. So it'll be kind of like a snake.
Okay.
All right, rapid fire round. You're a new addition to the crayon box. Okay. What color are you and why?
I don't know why I thought magenta. Maybe it starts with an M and it's a pretty color.
That's a good answer. You can say the same thing. That's what you thought.
Okay, I honestly thought magenta too.
Because your name's Maggie.
And I feel like someone's called at one time or another called me magenta.
Fair enough.
First thing that came to my mind was emerald. I don't know why and when.
Hornets.
There's no relation to anything about emeralds, but.
I have, like, this, like, light pink, and that's weird because I hate pink, but, like, I think of jellyfish as my favorite animal, and, like, that just associated with, like, the light pink.
There you go. Perfect. Sure. I love it. All right. You finish the interview. You finish this podcast, and you walk out the building, and you find $10 million in cash with your name on it, like, meant for you.
Like,
what's the
Boston
envelope, and it's for you. You get to keep it. What's the first thing that you do?
Probably go get some lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. As heck.
But then student loans, like, if I can start making payments, but yeah.
Love it. Okay.
I would scream.
Yeah.
I don't dance. I don't know. That's the first thing I would do.
I'd buy a new car.
What do you drive right now?
Oh, God. 2000 Cadillac DeVille that has 220,000 miles on it. A broken gas gauge.
Her name is Carol.
The bumper fell off. You know, she's just holding on for dear life.
I would call my grandma. And I would tell her that I'm moving her into her apartment that she really wants. But then she'd tell me, though, so then I'd be screwed.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So then I'd take my friends out to lunch.
Yep, then we'd all look good.
Just go to the dollar store. Go crazy.
Yeah, dollars. You can upgrade from that. Okay, favorite 90s. Well, you guys are kind of young. Favorite 90s jam.
Oh my gosh.
Can you give us a couple examples?
Metallica, Ride the Lightning. Definitely.
It can be any.
Sorry. Thunderstruck.
No!
Not
take
90s,
that back.
Is that that? What
is
that?
Like NSYNC or.
I'll say it's Tricky.
Okay. Good.
What the?
That's your boys.
Anything
Backstreet Boys.
I don't know.
Pass.
Like, any... I literally don't know.
Favorite 2000 throwback. I guess 2000 would probably be more applicable.
T-Pain.
Or Lil Jon.
T-Pain
and Rihanna.
There you go.
Yeah.
Any apple bottom jeans. Anything with that. All right, Sam, if you could be any animal in the world.
Jellyfish.
Mm-hmm. Turtle.
Monkey.
Corgi.
All right. Last thing you watched on TV, Maggie. And why?
Penny Dreadful, because I like that stuff. It's sad.
Monster in Law, because I love J-Lo.
Goals.
Game of Thrones.
Because
it's Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Our Planet on Netflix, because we're killing this world.
We are. That's very true. All right, funniest person on the team. And follow-up question, who thinks of the funniest, but they're actually not that funny?
Amber probably thinks she's the funniest.
Yeah.
But, like, she'd be the closest to being the funniest. Actual funniest is probably Abby.
Yeah.
Abby Lynn, she's just sarcastic and, oh, man.
Another one up there is probably Delzer. She's an idiot. Just says the ditziest things that you're just like, what? And you just have to laugh at it.
Yeah, I'm going to say Abby Lynn is the funniest, but Amber definitely thinks she's the funniest.
And the coolest.
Amber thinks she's the funniest, but I'm going to say Delaney.
Oh,
because
she
has no filter, and so when she says stuff, it's like the perfect one-liner for the situation.
Yeah.
And it just comes out of right field.
You're just like, what? And it's like a whisper. It's not loud, just in case people hear her.
Yeah.
It's like the silent, perfect one-liner.
Yes.
Okay, favorite food to enjoy? And why?
Enjoy ice cream because it's glorious.
Ice cream. Obvious.
With my lactate.
Dairy free.
Dark chocolate. It's my comfort food.
I think I'm gonna have to go with pizza.
Great choice.
Whole pizza. It's hard to admit, but I can.
Weird flex.
Okay.
Chocolate, not white. It has to be semi-sweet.
White chocolate isn't sweet?
Well,
not
white chocolate is just gross.
Yeah.
Semi-sweet chocolate.
Semi-sweet, okay.
Yes.
All right, Sam, if you were to get rid of one state in the U.S., which one?
That's so mean.
I know. I don't know why I read that. I don't know why I picked this one.
If you could get rid of one?
I'm thinking just like West Virginia. You
don't
really hear a lot.
No.
It's weirdly shaped.
True.
Don't
maybe
even
racist? I don't know.
Still,
you said it.
Yeah.
You said it.
I don't know. So yeah, West Virginia.
I don't know, Mississippi came to mind. Just, I've never been there.
I'm thinking of Vermont, because I just feel like, isn't that just really little?
It's like, Rhode Island is little.
Oh, Rhode Island, too. Either one.
But that's like,
I'm thinking either, like, the Carolinas or the Dakotas need to figure it out and be one.
Fair.
So then that way, it's still, like, it, but not it.
All right, you get one superpower. What is it?
The fly.
To read minds.
Oh.
Flexibility for sure. Like Elastigirl. That's what I think about.
This is like oddly specific to medicine, but like have like the ability to have x-ray vision or ultrasound or like MRI, CT, that kind of stuff.
That would be
like with my eyes.
Yeah. So you could just
like boom, instantly diagnose.
Instantly
appendicitis. Let's go.
Let's go. Like, you didn't even x-ray me. Like, I don't need to. All right. If you could live in any city in the world, where is it?
Vail, Colorado.
Hashtag ramen bar.
Don't know what that is. Neither does anyone else. But
go.
You just gotta go.
I have to say, like, Frisco, Colorado, because that was beautiful.
Beautiful.
I want to say West Coast. Portland.
Guys, you guys are okay.
Or France.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Venice, Italy.
Anyway.
Because streets are stupid. Let's make river streets.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amsterdam
and
boat everywhere.
You can go down the Big Sioux if you want to get...
I don't
want to
get a pesticide.
Yeah, I'm trying to live. If you were running for office, what would your slogan be?
Oh, God.
Hit more dingers.
Caffeine in all college campuses. That's my slogan.
Easy.
That's it. Just caffeine.
Has to come back to me. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
No, I'm going back. Either send it... Or get
some. I
was
going to say something
about
Turtle
Giver. You're not running for
I don't know.
Oh, I got this. Get some every time so others may every time.
Yes!
There
have a hashtag
Crocs over everything.
Hashtag Yaga.
Hashtag short people are cool too.
Yes! I'm voting for her.
That's a good one.
Alright, biggest pet peeve.
So many.
Okay, our team is so bad at it. When we go to a restaurant, we like... we're in the back of the bus, so we're always like last. People literally just stand as soon as they walk in. Yeah. It's like, move
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I literally go, yeah. keep moving, let's go. Like, it's, yeah. Oh, man.
Stand, like, sit at their phone, like.
Yeah, and like, I need to see the menu too.
You know, I know this is cliche, but like, slow drivers.
Oh my
God. I love, like, if I see a slow, I'm weaving, sorry.
Yeah, for sure.
Get out of my way.
For sure.
Mine's kind of the same, but going the speed limit in the fast lane.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the
you,
right lane of the
you
highway?
You better be going
yeah,
faster
yeah.
than the speed limit.
Or in
the
left
the
lane.
Lane.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
In the left lane.
Yeah.
When I hold a door for somebody and they don't say thank you.
I hate that.
So I say, you're welcome.
Oh
and
my
like,
gosh. Yeah, I lived
me?
In New York. They don't do that in New York.
Take out my AirPod.
Yeah. yeah, exactly. Okay, last one, my favorite one. If you can have dinner with three people, dead or alive, who is it?
Jenna Marbles, Steve-O, and my grandma.
Good answer.
Michelle Obama.
Goals.
Beyoncé.
Yeah.
Queen.
And MLK.
There you go.
Well, that would be too much.
Jonathan Van Ness. Love him.
Don't know who it is, but
watch Queer Eye. It's really good.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, come back for the two. I can't.
Jenna Marbles.
Jenna Marbles, definitely.
All right.
Two people. You're having dinner with just two. There's an open
yeah,
spot at dinner with two.
Jackie Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
My grandpa. Nice. And... oh, man, Rihanna.
Rihanna, there it is. That's
that would be quite a
dinner. That's a fun dinner party. All right, well, thank you, ladies, for joining
Yay!
Us. We had a wonderful time on the Vikings Voices podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go Vikings. Thank you.